You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Christy Simone, private citizen, first class, reporting for duty.
Buttered sausages. Where do they come from? What do they do?
I can't believe we're starting off with Busey lines today. It's amazing. The probably one of the greatest apprentice contestants ever was the great Gary Busey. He's, I don't know if you know this, he's hit his head a couple of times, especially falling off of motorcycles. And of course, I'm sure doing peyote in the middle of Joshua Tree National Forest, all those times.
Perhaps.
Well, welcome to All Rhino Radio, my friends. All 32 of you.
You're a rhino.
That's my new, I was talking to Darth Vanderhaden yesterday.
All right.
Because him and I are going to be doing the Proposition Roadshow.
The Proposition Soft Shoe.
It's true.
Yep.
And so there's going to be one that's a private one up in Saddlebrook that we're doing. That's that we're going to kill it. And then, it's way private. We will be at the Northwest.
I was told there would be no cameras. Get out of here. We're doing a show here. Come on.
North.
Who was that?
Oh, my God. He's talking to voices now. This is the best. Love it. Kelly, I apologize for poisoning your husband's mind. He was a stable, good man before.
Mostly stable.
Most. He had a responsible job.
My pronouns are he crazy.
Upper level management making variety of greeting cards and painted postcards.
Questionable decisions.
And then one day he comes and does this show with me. And Ray's back there, Ray engineering over there. And we're just talking off air one day and
I said, what do those buttons do back there? Come on over here, boy. Come on in.
The first button.
Come on in here, son.
The first button pressing is free, as they say.
you're gonna get coffee on the. Literally, it was.
So then all of a sudden.
It's still almost free, but this, that's another story.
This good man. This good man. I do my George Bush when him and Putin were clearing brush in Crawford. I looked into his heart. He's a good man. He's a good man. That one didn't age too well.
who did he say that? Putin. Oh, Putin, right?
Remember they were clearing, clearing brush?
Yeah.
Did Putin have his shirt off at that point,
Raising a barn. Yeah.
Come on, Vlad. Let's raise a barn together. And then since then, Matt now. Mark the date, August 22nd, is he also now has the DeSimone voices in his side of the glass. So I apologize. I'll talk to Father Rankin over at St. Melanie's, see if he can come in and do an exorcism for us.
What? I like the first option. an exorcism.
I misspoke. So tomorrow, Rocco, we're doing double Rocco tomorrow. So Dr. Van Buren's on vacay.
Yes.
He's making his turkey up in the mountains.
Oh, this is the asymmetric Rocco's movie list. This will be great.
So Rocco for Food Friday at 7:15. Then that Rocco's going to leave. And then 7:16, Rocco comes in and does his top 10 movies.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's going to be very fun. And I thought about this, and Mark and I have had this discussion. Maybe what we need to do, we had such a fun time with playlists as celebrating the 18th anniversary, or 15th anniversary, 18 songs, three, sir, that we should do, if you guys want to submit your top 10 movie list, and then we can kind of talk it through or do one every other when Mark's here or that kind of thing. So send me your, this is going to take you guys a while,
man.
Your top 10 movie list to Wake Up Tucson.
You open that one up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
For me, you know, Lord of the Rings would be up there, right? Hot Fuzz.
Okay.
I love how Green Was My Valley. Love that movie. It's hard. You gotta think about it. There's so many. So I don't like Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore, but I do like Son-in-Law 2. No, I'm just kidding.
You guys talked about the movie that you walked out of. Asteroid, or you didn't? Did you walk out of Asteroid City?
We wanted to. What happened was it was like a Seinfeld movie. Neither Mark and I go see Asteroid City, right? And I like that guy's previous movies, right? Like Moonrise Kingdom and Zsu and all those things, right? Hotel Budapest. He did that, right? Yeah. And I think we didn't want to walk out because we thought it'd be rude to the other person. But then we found out after the movie, we both wanted to walk out.
You're both like.
We literally looked at each other as the credits are rolling on Asteroid City, and I said at first, "What the F was that?"
Wow.
And he's like, "I know. Same thing." He said it more classy than I did. So anyway, send us your top 10 movies, and we will think about Bunker. Right, with a zillion movies that guy loves in his head, that I have to. If you force him down to 10, what does that look like? Right, it's like sometimes with the music list. Right, some people who really aren't into music, but they like having it on the background, but they wanted to participate, said it was really hard to come up with 18 tunes. But people like me and you who are really into the music, it's hard to come up with 18. Like this is, I mean, I have 18 every day that I can play with, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Correct.
Right. So I have a little more latitude here where you guys had to come with the 18.
Yes.
That's tough for a lot of people. So, so we got Schweikert, David, David at 707. Oh, also, we just booked it a week.
His pronouns are stop
spending. A week from Friday's Food Friday, leaning in Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
The Chicken King's here. Gizzards, chicken.
This is going to be
Food Friday with Josh Jacobson, Lucky Wishbone, a week from tomorrow. Are we not here? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Are you here? You can put the mic on. Is the studio open on that day?
Yes.
Oh, we're here that day.
But you're not here.
I'm here.
Okay.
That makes our best of discussion better.
Well, it takes some. Yes, it does.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm leaving a little bit after that, but I'm
okay.
Just a little roadie.
I
apologize if there was a misunderstanding.
It's okay.
I will be here.
It's all right.
Yep.
You just saved me some work.
So the Chicken King will be here.
Okay.
Doing. You guys will be knee deep in gizzards.
We didn't start our pre-show meeting until 5:59 today, so that's why we have to clear this one up right now on the air. Sorry about that.
And you are, sir? All right. Yes. We'll come back and do a rundown.
Wow.
Brushfire did deliver with the...
You guys did it.
The Van Halen with David Lee versus Van... Remember, we're doing these verses, right? We had Zep versus Who. We did Beatles versus Stones. Today is Van Halen versus Van Halen.
We need to have Vander Hayden versus Schweikert. There's your playlist.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up. I distracted myself again. So me and Vander Hayden, September 7th, we will be at the Northwest Republican Association meeting at the Gaslight Theater up in Oral Valley. And him and I are going to go over all 11 ballot propositions. Okay? You'll have chances to ask us questions. And then there will be a printed sheet that you will take home. That will have Goldwater suggestions and my suggestions. We may not agree on everything, but probably everything. Austin and I didn't have that discussion yet. Uh-huh. But anyway, you will have all the information about ballot propositions from me and Austin from Goldwater. So Northwest Republican Association, I will get the email that you do have to RSVP for that. No cost. It's an 8:30 in the morning meeting on September 7th. So... Let's now listen Excellent. To Van Halen, to the Van Halens. This is curated by Brushfire. I have not edited it at all. So I thought there was some good suggestions here. So, and nothing else that I really thought that I wanted to add from my side. So Eddie Van Halen versus Eddie Van Halen, one with David Lee Roth and the other one with the tequila guy. You're on Wake Up Tucson. I love that the Carpenters and Van Halen did a Top of the World songs. It's just beautiful.
Yes, they did. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Betsy wanted to know if I issued that same apology to Julie Alexander for Ed, and of course I did, multiple times. That was the first thing I would say to her. I would say, she'd go, "Hey, Chris," I'm sorry. Sorry I did this to Ed. He was so blissfully ignorant walking into that show. He was, wow. Now he's like, oh, Steve Howe, come on, let's get him. Steve is on tour with Deep Purple right now in the U.S. Oh, my God. Steve's not going to do interviews while he's on the road? What is going on here? Come on, people. Hey, welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk, Christopher D. Simone and Matthew D. Neely, Esquire. We will still get to Chicago model for Democrats. We got to get the price. This guy, Scott Jennings, he is the rock star of CNN. We're going to play him in the second hour. He's like the voice of reality of the CNN convention. He was during the RNC and now the DNC. He has some gold. That's amazing. Then we're going to talk to, again, remember I told you gaslighting is the word of the year? Right now. I'm not waiting for December. I'm calling the shot right now. Gaslighting is the number one term going on this year. You get gaslit in Tucson, Pima County, the state, everywhere. They're just gaslighting you. Okay? We're going to get to the Biden-Harris Commerce Secretary when asked on live TV on ABC News about the revised job numbers. And it is wow. Holy crap. We're going to get to that before it's over. The DNC Black Caucus held an event on day three of the convention. And what we're going to do is there's a line. It's literally a 7-second soundbite that we're going to play for you. That is the greatest Freudian slip in politics this 2024.
Okay.
It's the best. I'm teasing you and not telling you right now. How the redesign of Arizona's voter registration forms by Fontas will aid the padding of voter rolls with people who aren't supposed to vote.
Okay.
We'll get to that. Comedian poses as a white dude for Harris and trolls the press at the DNC.
Okay.
Pretty good. Kurt Schlichter, who usually pulls no punches at town hall, Democrats truly hate normal people. And we're going to get into that. The pathological, shameless, and weird dishonesty of Tim Walz. Just, it's a good laundry list of stuff. We'll get to. RFK to speak in Phoenix, yes. Likely ending his campaign. And, you know, the rumors are he's going to throw his support behind Trump.
That's what they're saying.
You know, and I'm sure Trump will, you know, have promised him some sort of cabinet position. But the thing with RFK Jr. is, it sounds like he's not going to make the Arizona ballot, right? He's having that kind of issue. The Democrats, including his own family, have just villainized him. Is that a Richard Simmons story? Scroll down a little. Uh-oh. Now, here's the best part. Now, scroll up a little bit to get the... So, look at the picture above and look at the picture below. Oh, my God. It's Tim Walz and Richard Simmons in the same hands
precisely.
Up.
Precisely.
Oh, my Lord. That's gold.
It's... Yeah.
That's gold, Jerry. Man, gold!
That's...
KVOA says large police presence at Highlands Apartments. But they don't tell you in the story where the Highlands Apartments are.
Okay.
Which I believe is River and Craycroft,
River
right?
River and Craycroft.
Yep. But it's like, if you're going to try to tell us something, like maybe you should avoid the area because there could be a gun, another, you know, city council sponsored gun battle.
Like you might want to steer clear yesterday afternoon of Speedway and Cole.
I know you want us to use our Google Maps. Yeah. I know. We got to get to the abortion thing, the prop. What else we got here? Oh, we got to get to this. Let's do this real quick. So KGun9 did their story about, it's called window dressing. This is how I just saw Caitlin Schmidt praising this. It's so great, right? Is the covering of empty windows downtown. So I want to give this guy credit on their on the KGun face. His name is Scott Ruth. I don't know if he's related to Ruth Chris Steakhouse, okay?
Or Babe Ruth.
Or Babe Ruth, that's true. Cover is his
Ruth
head
Bader,
is his frozen
Ginsburg.
Head in Scottsdale too, Babe Ruth?
I don't know.
Oh, so make sure.
They have a whole team. They just need a good center fielder.
The frozen whammers
and a closer.
Section.
They need a closer too.
They need a big closer. Covering the scars formed by bad economic policies, likely at taxpayer expense. This is being presented like it's a positive news story, but it's actually a sign of destructive mismanagement by the city's leaders. They should be ashamed of themselves, as should all media outlets that try to put a happy face on it instead of investigating management and corruption. Well, I think Scott Ruth is the man. Sarah Gianetto, I think it's Dutch.
Good Irish name.
Getting the homeless off the streets of downtown might help. I used to love downtown, not anymore. I have no use for drugs or tattoo parlors. Are there tattoo parlors downtown? I don't know about that.
What?
Other spots.
Huh?
Kelly, relocate the bus station to the old Greyhound station. I stopped shopping at the Johnny Gibson's when they got rid of the back door, and my beloved Yoga Oasis closed as well. Look where all the vacant spots are. Margo told you that having the place across from the bus station, anywhere near the bus station, is a problem. So during the day, you're dealing with crackheads, and then at night, guess what you're dealing with? Crackheads and drunk frat boys coming out of the bars. Joe, they should be giving tax breaks for businesses to locate downtown. There are a lot of unoccupied buildings that could house new retail or dining operations. But the problem is, of course, is no one can open a retail downtown. I mean, that's the elephant in the room, right? Every Rio Nuevo story is about a dining or bar option.
The Chicago music store was supposed to be retail, which, I don't know, it was retail when it was a music store.
Correct.
And the windows, instead of being filled with pictures of things, were actually filled with things called musical instruments for sale.
Yeah, you're correct, right? Because even the druggies didn't know what to do with an accordion if they tried to steal it.
They always said free take one and right. Never lost any.
The question you should be asking, this is from Dan, how do you get people downtown to spend money to patronize the new businesses? The problem is that in the end, you have the people from that region that live within a few miles that will go hit downtown. But the idea that anyone from Marana, Sahuarita, the east side are going to go, you know something? Let's go find a parking space downtown. We can't shop anywhere. We're going to go eat dinner. But there's no place between my house on Speedway and Houghton in downtown that I can eat at. That's weird. Van Halen versus Van Halen. Wake up. So we just heard that idiot Tim Walz at the bottom of the hour. I mean, that's part of the greatest part of this gaslight is this guy's great. I mean, he's a train wreck. Okay. So he just said, when I was a teacher, and I love how they introduce him. Right? You know, it's like J.D. Vance, former hillbilly and Tolkien white supremacist, said it his. And then it's like, great guy and high school teacher Tim Walz accepted the nomination. Blah, 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 right? So he said, when I taught, we always had a student body president and governor. And I'm going to tell you something. Most of those kids are, all of those kids are smarter than Donald Trump.
Statistics.
So I looked it up.
Yeah.
Right. Somewhere between 55% and 60% of kids in Minnesota's public schools can't read.
So the group of things known as statistics stuck their hands up and said, question, sir.
So let's do some math on the air. I haven't done it in a while. I know you guys miss it. 821,260. I'm gonna do right in the middle. I'm gonna do 0.575. Hey, Tim, there's 472,224 kids coming out of your school district that can't freaking read. Slow your roll, jackass. Slow your roll.
And he's a teacher.
Yeah.
By the way.
All those kids are better than Donald Trump.
Is his wife a teacher?
God dang. And just to tell you how bad they are, their teacher ratio is one teacher per 17 students, and they still can't teach half the kids to read.
I always come back to this time of year, mid-late August, it always comes up. You're talking about how much you liked Facebook memories. The picture of the kids going to showing up at ASU, they're going to go paint the A on ASU Mountain, and they have signs up that say, they're handing out paint in Dixie cups, and they have a sign up that says, do not drink the paint. So presuming, you know, 50% of them can't even read the sign, God knows what happens.
Now, with the amount of stories that people have sent me about any news story about the U of A going back in the business and the business is doing better, this has now become the new shrimp ring of news stories.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
Nicely tied back.
Absolutely.
Good man.
Like Eastside Tom sends me the return of U of A. So it's like, this is people taking pictures of shrimp rings and sending it to me. Tim Walz. Let's keep whipping on Tim Walz for a sec for a little bit here. Tim Walz reportedly, this is from, who's this? This is Guy Benson over at Town Hall, pioneered the weird taunt against J.D. Vance, which I guess is not as bad as the governor of Kentucky hoping that one of the women in J.D. Vance's family gets raped. So, good going there.
Wow.
I thought Katie Hobbs said we're supposed to ratchet it down.
We bringing up the joy here? Is that part of the joy?
There is no
joy. Wow. Who was it? Was it Letterman? Who was the late night, I'm using air quotes, comic that said something untoward about Sarah Palin's daughter? So is that just a thing? Just wish assault on...
Correct.
Yikes.
I like this story, this line by Benson, not the Robert Guillaume character, Guy Benson.
Okay.
The Democrats may have just put one serial embellisher and fabricator out to pasture, but we've added a new one called Tim Walz.
You always have to have one in the stable. I guess that's what they're saying. The law of conservation of serial liars.
We know that he has exaggerated, distorted, and outright lied about his military service, including his final rank at retirement. He's called on it for years. He's been called on it for years, by military brethren up and down his chain of command. He's responded with unresponsive indignation. What is this, Romero? Unresponsive indignation. By falsely suggesting that his critics on this front never wore a uniform. It's like every guy he served with comes out and says he's like a fake. Let's see.
Well, and people will, the podcast, Shapiro, he's been playing clips of, you know, where they, they'll say something that he knows is inaccurate and he just nods along with them.
Just this last, during the convention, because everything's broken up by race, right? So you had the Asian American Pacific Islander Caucus, and they introduced Tim Walz as Command Sergeant Major. And of course, we know that Walz never even completed the coursework to become a Command Sergeant Major. This is also the guy who said that J.D. Vance is weird. Remember, he's the guy who made it illegal to go to your relative's house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yes. Do you remember that whole thing? Well, we're worried that people are going to break out into song in Thanksgiving. And when they sing, they will project the Rona.
Correct.
On the turkey, on the dressing, and all over Aunt Mildred.
They're like big Corona sprinklers. Just with their pie holes open, shooting the Corona out.
Does he think that Thanksgiving get-togethers are like a version of Glee?
So remember we had so what happened was this is in and talking about how he said restrictions will go into effect starting Friday. Oh, you're going to love this. And he announced Wednesday that new restrictions will be in place on Thanksgiving, target a number of social activities, including gatherings between households, indoor dining, and youth sports.
Okay.
He said the restrictions will last from the Friday before Thanksgiving and through December 18th. We understand it's hard not to celebrate Thanksgiving with people you love. Of course, this is from the hospital making buku dollars.
Right. Yeah, because family Thanksgiving celebrations turn into episodes of Cop Rock, where just people spontaneously break out into COVID-inducing song.
I like this one. Remember the time you could go into you could go to Thanksgiving with your relative? This is from Tim Walz, and not complain about politics the whole time. This election's a chance to bring up the joy and look to the future.
Again, bring in the joy, baby.
Gaslight. What else do we got here? Of course, he had a DUI in 2006 campaign. He quit the military. Oh, we understand about it. Lied about every element of that dangerous incident, which he got drunk and was caught driving 96 miles per hour.
96.
Which is
that's a double Wadsack.
That's a that's 25 over 71. They completely inverted the truth in their completely inaccurate version of events, which have been contradicted by pesky things called court documents and the police.
But remember, he's part of the whole police are bad cabal.
We now learned that Walz has been lying about how his own children were conceived.
Excuse me? This is another Thanksgiving story that...
Which one?
Say what?
I gotta find out more about that. Apparently eager to play up the attack dog against Vance and the Republicans, he leaned into a fabricated claim that GOP is looking to ban or undermine IVF treatments. Walz told the personal story over and over again. He says, if it was up to Vance, I wouldn't have a family because of IVF. My parents were born through that, you know, that way. The political claim is false. They were not conceived through IVF. Pathological.
His parents or his kids?
His kids.
Oh, okay.
It turns out that Tim and Gwen Walz did not use IVF to conceive their children. They engaged in an entirely different fertility treatment that is completely separate from IVF. But Walz repeatedly linked their story to IVF in a service of bogus political attack. Even the New York Times is reporting the truth. Oh, that's the best. When asked if the Walzes would share, this is from the New York Times, wanted to share more details about their effort to conceive, the Harris Walz campaign recently clarified that they did not rely on IVF, but did the intrauterine insemination. Now, Matt, what's insemination mean again? I'm trying to remember. What's that? I'm trying to remember the meaning of insemination. I'm just kidding. It's worth, see, after I apologized to his wife at the beginning of this show. What else do we got? I got, this guy is bizarre. I mean, he's just a bizarre. I'm on this rant because of hearing the CBS News lady go, all around good guy and high school teacher, Tim Walz, except that they just pulled him out of high school. Right.
Him and Denny Hastert.
Yeah.
Kindly history teacher, humble. I did see an article that, unlike Denny Hastert, who parlayed his humble beginnings into, you know, hundreds and millions of dollars.
God dang.
Walz was, they say Walz really hasn't been minding his store financially.
Here's a good zinger from Guy Benson. Because it's a J.D. Vance quote. The Dems have held their convention in Chicago, so Tim Walz can finally claim he's been to a combat zone with some degree of accuracy.
Oh.
Zinga.
Wow.
Too good. You know, after Schweikert, we'll definitely play the Scott Jennings dude. He was on fire on CNN. We're going to play two videos from him before it's all over. You know, when we come back, we're going to, Matt, I sent you one. It's the speaker at the Black Caucus at the DNC says the quiet part out loud. We're going to do that when we come back. And then there's some huge holidays today. Oh, like you would never believe. And umpire John's correct. It's Van Halen versus Van Hagar is what we're calling it today. So let's do it up. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.
You know what, Chris?
What?
I like the way the line runs down the back of your stockings.
Oh, my Lord God. I got to go. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Sorry, Kelly, I did this to him.
Sounds like Tucson.
Yeah, there we go. Off the old 5150. Sammy Halen versus David Halen. We're doing here. Thanks to Brushfire for the playlist. You're on Wake Up Tucson. If you want to send me a one artist versus the other artist playlist, send it to wakeuptucson@gmail.com. And remember, 9 songs by each.
Equity, bro.
You know, this is a soundbite that's so good. I might play it for Schweikert again. I don't know, if he hasn't heard it, I think he should hear it. It's that good. But we're gonna play it together first. And this is just, what's the word I'm looking for? Enchanting, magical. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's just it works on so many wonderful levels.
Joy.
And I want to thank this young man for saying the quiet part out loud, as we say. So this is yesterday. This is at the DNC Black Caucus. What I want to know is if there's an Asian Pacific Islander caucus, right? There's a Black caucus. There's a Hispanic caucus. I mean, there's got to be an LGBTQIA++ chop your stuff off caucus, right? There's got to be one of those. Now, what I want to know, is there a Caucasian caucus? That would be. But let's get to this guy, because this is so magical that this man said this. I just want to hug him. Matt Neely, let's go to the DNC Black Caucus leader on what he said. This is amazing.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
Now, after 70 days, we can go back down crazy. Right?
There it is. We got 70 days to act crazy, y'all. After 70 days... Oh, sorry. We got 70 days to act right. After 70 days, we can go back to acting
what
crazy.
What does that even mean?
That is the best. This, again, Republican Party. Here, they're handing you sound bites left and right. Okay? Please play Kamala Harris saying price gauging.
Please play her saying... when the reporter asks her what she's going to do about inflation, and then she spends 3 minutes talking about what inflation is.
Right.
Incorrectly, basically, also, right. By the way, but...
Whatever the opposite of Milton Friedman would be, that's what her description would be of inflation. And it's amazing. I have friends of mine who are female Democrats who have bought into that she's capable. And if you say she's not capable, you're just sexist. I've already been on the brunt of this, and I keep saying, look, there's all these dumb things she says. She is the greatest upward falling candidate I've ever seen in my life. But remember, this is from the Democrat Black Caucus yesterday. We got 70 days to act right, y'all. After 70 days, we can go back to acting crazy.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
Now, after 70 days, we can go back to acting crazy. Right?
That might be our new sound drop, I think. It's the best 7 seconds ever. This should be played all the time. Every Republican, there should be Republican commercials right now pounding all of them. Let's do some holidays, and we'll play that again for David Schweikert when we come back. It's World Plant Milk Day. So there's these little machines that squeeze the almonds.
And plant udders.
And they get all of the almond milk out of it, which is fascinating. So, the other part of world, you know, it's in my, I'll turn this into a positive. It's in my Cook's Country magazine, the one that just came, how to make a good homemade horchata. I do like a good horchata once in a while, so, which is literally kind of almost making your own rice milk derivative. So, now, take your cat to the vet day today for you psychos who like cats.
Also, it's also coincidentally Get Shredded to Ribbons Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Get Shredded to Ribbons, putting the cat in the carrier day.
How's your cat going to the vet?
Pillowcase. No, I'm just joking. We have a little cat carrier. We have a little cat carrier. It's got TV in it. She watches goldfish videos.
It's Never Bean, B-E-A-N, uh-huh. Better Day.
Okay.
Don't know what that means. It's National Pecan Tort Day, because, of course, that needed its own holiday.
Wasn't yesterday chocolate pecan pie or something?
It was.
Why do we need chocolate on our pecan pie? But I digress. What other holidays is it, Chris?
The only other one that's National Tooth Fairy Day.
Okay.
So.
Boy. Kind of boy, weird. You leave part of your body under your pillow and you get money for it. I mean, looking back, it's a little odd.
I know. What was it? Never, I know some.
Bean what?
Bean as in like, no. You know, like a legume.
Yeah, I got you there.
Never Bean Better Day.
Never. Okay.
You know, some of you nowadays, with these helicopter parents that are out there, they now have the toenail and fingernail fairy. So they.
Yikes. So, there should be money in here.
It's true. Was that on a Monday?
Maybe.
You opened that door. Now all of a sudden, I don't want to talk about it. A couple of toenails on the control room on a Monday. Oh my God, I got to go.